ask Professor Joe Templeton to please conduct forward Timothy Brooks Burnett.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Timothy Brooks Burnett, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Few people can match Tim Burnett's long, broad, and distinguished record of service to his alma mater. He was a Morehead Scholar. He is an Argonaut of the Golden Fleece. He served for 8 years on the Board of Trustees and chaired it twice. He also served 2 terms on the Board of Visitors and chaired that body twice as well. He was instrumental in the Bicentennial Campaign and the Carolina First Campaign, and he has served on the Morehead Cain Central Selection Committee. He served on the search committees that chose Chancellors Hooker and Meeser, and on the Rhodes Scholar Nominating Committee of the UNC campus. Currently, he is Vice Chair of the Board of Directors of the UNC Healthcare System and is on the board of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Foundation and is a Vice Chair of the Trustees of the Morehead Cain Foundation. Burnett has been a generous supporter of endeavors ranging from Carolina Performing Arts and the North Carolina Botanical Garden to distinguished professorships and student access programs in the College of Arts and Sciences. Carolina has recognized his generosity with membership in the Lux Libertas Society, a society through which we recognize our most devoted supporters. Burnett's honors also include the Board of Trustees William Richardson Davy Award and the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal. For outstanding service to his alma mater, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Timothy Brooks Burnett the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Timothy Brooks Burnett, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
I ask Dean William Roper to please conduct forward Mary Sue Coleman.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor of presenting Mary Sue Coleman, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree Doctor of Laws.
Mary Sue Coleman is the 13th president of the University of Michigan. Hers is a long and distinguished history of service to higher education as a scientist, scholar, and administrator. Here at Carolina, Coleman served first as Associate Provost and Dean of Research in 1990, and then as Vice Chancellor for Graduate Studies and Research. She went on to serve as Provost at the University of New Mexico, President of the University of Iowa and the Iowa Health System, and since August of 2002, as the 13th President of the University of Michigan. At Michigan, Coleman has undertaken major initiatives focused on the interdisciplinary richness of that university, student residential life, ethics in our society, the economic vitality of the state and nation, and issues related to health care. She also led a capital campaign that raised over $3.2 billion for her university, the most ever by a public institution as of that campaign's conclusion in 2008. As a biochemist, Coleman built a distinguished research career through her research on the immune system and malignancies. She is a member of the Institute of Medicine, a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Her Her honors include 10 honorary degrees, now 11, and Carolina's Distinguished Alumna Award. For outstanding achievement in the field of higher education, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Mary Sue Coleman the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Mary Sue Coleman, by virtue of the authority invested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Would Professor James Coleman please conduct forward Ernest James Gaines?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Ernest James Gaines, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Letters.
Ernest Gaines ranks among the premier American writers of the second half of the 20th century. A gifted storyteller, Gaines is an artist whose work explores the endurance of human dignity. Gaines illuminates the intricacies of black-white relationships in the mid-20th century American South and the experience of black Southerners in coping with and rising above a sense of powerlessness. He is best known for the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, written in the voice of a black woman who lived from the period of slavery to see the civil rights movement in full bloom. Published in 1971, it was one of the first widely read works to shed light on a largely neglected point of view of the American experience. In 1974, the book was made into a television movie and won 9 Emmy Awards. A native of Louisiana, Gaines still resides there in a house he built along Faults River on land within the boundaries of the same plantation where he grew up. In 1996, as a visiting professor at the University of Rennes, he taught the first creative writing class ever offered in the French university system. Gaines' honors include Chevalier de l'Ordre d'Arts et de Lettres de la République Française, the American Academy of Arts and Letters, the National Humanities Medal, the Dos Passos Prize, and a genius grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. For outstanding achievement in the field of literature, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on Ernest James Gaines the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
Ernest James Gaines, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Letters.
I ask Professor Gene Nickel to please conduct forward John Grisham.
Mr. Chancellor, it's my honor to present John Grisham. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and the Board of Trustees for the degree Doctor of Letters.
John Grisham is the author of 25 books, including numerous legal thrillers. Although he at first dreamed of a career as a professional baseball player, he studied accounting at Mississippi State University and earned his law degree from Ole Miss in 1981. Grisham practiced law for a while and served in the Mississippi legislature. He spent 3 years working on his first novel, getting up at 5 a.m. in order to write before going to work. A Time to Kill was published in 1989. His next novel, The Firm, spent 47 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list and became the best-selling novel of 1991. His next book, The Pelican Brief, also hit number one on the list, and the book that followed, The Client, debuted at number one, confirming Grisham's reputation as the master of the legal thriller. Grisham is only one of three authors to sell 2 million copies of a book on a first printing. When he's not writing, Grisham devotes his time to numerous charitable causes, including his Rebuild the Coast Fund, which raised $8.8 million for Gulf Coast relief in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He serves as commissioner for his local Little League and has no fewer than 6 ball fields on his properties, where he has hosted more than 350 kids in 26 Little League teams. Grisham was the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill commencement speaker in 2010. His wife, Renee, received her bachelor's degree on that day, May 9, and his daughter, Shay, graduated from Carolina in 2008. For outstanding accomplishment in the field of literature, the University of North Carolina is pleased to confer on John Grisham the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
John Grisham, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Letters.
I ask Professor Lloyd Kramer to please conduct forward Dwight T. Pitcaithley.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Dwight T. Pitcaithley, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Dwight Pitcaithley is professor of history at New Mexico State University and served as chief historian of the National Park Service from 1995 to 2005. As chief historian, Pitcaithley worked with vision and creativity to push the Park Service to realize its full potential to inspire, inform, and educate the American public in what has been called America's largest outdoor history classroom. A first-rate scholar and courageous risk-taker, Pitcaithley both reinvigorated the practice of history within the Park Service and enhanced the standing of public history within the historical profession. He was especially interested in bringing the insights of recent scholarship into historical interpretation in the parks. He helped shepherd a service-wide initiative that at last incorporated slavery as a central topic at Civil War battlefields. He also forged an agreement between the Organization of American Historians and the Park Service that has improved historical interpretation and resource management at many sites, including Gettysburg, where extensive new Civil War exhibits were installed in 2008. At Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park, he successfully intervened to ensure that the full story of how slavery underpinned the birth of American liberty would be told at the President's House site, near where the Liberty Bell now sits. For outstanding accomplishment in the field of public history, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Dwight Pitcaithley the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Dwight T. Pitcaithley, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
University Research Professor Emeritus at Harvard and Honorary Curator in Entomology of the Museum of Comparative Zoology. Wilson is the recipient of more than 100 international medals and awards, including the National Medal of Science, the International Prize for Biology from Japan, the Catalonia Prize of Spain, the Presidential Medal of Italy, the Crayford Prize from the Royal Swedish Academy of Science, which is given in fields of science not covered by the Nobel Prize, and for his conservation efforts, the Gold Medal of the Worldwide Fund for Nature and the Audubon Medal of the National Audubon Society. He is the author of 25 books, two of which won Pulitzer Prizes, on human nature and the ants with Bert Hildebrand. Six of Wilson's books composed two trilogies. The first, The Insect Society's Sociobiology and On Human Nature, founded sociobiology and evolutionary psychology. The second, The Diversity of Life, The Future of Life, and The Creation, organized the base of modern biodiversity conservation. Wilson has served on the boards of directors of the Nature Conservancy, Conservation International, and the American Museum of Natural History. He gives many lectures throughout the world. His most recent books include Consilience, which argues for the uniting of the natural sciences and the humanities. For outstanding scientific achievement, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Edward O. Wilson the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Edward O. Wilson, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Science.